Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, February 22nd, 2004, Barbadian environmentalist Dr. John Colin Hudson passed away. Born to father and namesake John Hudson and mother Greta Hudson, he was a staunch advocate for environmental preservation and sustainable development in Barbados. Against this background, he served on the National Commission on Sustainable Development and worked closely with the Ministry of Housing, Lands and the Environment. Following his death, this ministry expressed their great sadness at losing such a diligent man with a wealth of expertise in his field. In their glowing tribute, they highlighted one of his final projects, which was built on his premise that if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. Thus, the Barbados Sustainable Development Policy was aimed at the development of mechanisms to measure our impacts on the environment. This took into account water consumption, air pollution, generation of waste, and use of fossil fuels. As a man who practiced what he preached, Hudson was intent on making sure that his ecological footprint was a small one, by limiting the extent of damage he had on the environment. Furthermore, he endeavored to share his knowledge and expertise with others, which perfectly explains why his impact was not only felt locally, but internationally as well. In 1994, the United Nations Global Conference on the Sustainable Development of Small Island Developing States was hosted in Barbados. At this conference, one of his passion projects entitled The Village of Hope was displayed. According to the advocate, this creatively crafted exhibit received international recognition for its portrayal of the threats towards our environment. Throughout his life, Hudson continuously displayed his deep love for the beauty of the Barbadian landscape, using tours and hikes to educate both locals and tourists on our natural ecosystems. He even placed great emphasis on our often unappreciated treasures, the gullies, which he believed were the perfect peaceful escape from the busyness of daily life. Hudson was rightfully revered by many due to his unrelenting commitment to the safeguarding of the island's natural resources for future generations. As a result, it was only fitting that Farley Hill National Park in St. Peter was chosen as the venue for the funeral service. As a true stalwart in Barbados, the life and work of Dr. John Colin Hudson continue to be celebrated even after his death on this day, February 22nd, 2004.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.